Security fail, Mexican president groped during public appearance. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on November 6, 2025. Mexico's president Claudia Sheinbaum announced that she would be filing criminal charges against a man who sneaked past her security detail and fondled her during a public appearance in Mexico City. "I decided to file a complaint," Sheinbaum said during her morning news conference on Wednesday. "This is something that I lived in. It is something that women have to live with. Si esto lo hacen a la presidenta, que pasa con todas las mujeres en nuestro país? Et Claudia she entras sufrir un acoso en vía pública. Confirma que presento una denuncia ante la et fiscalia CDMXY su agresor está detenido. Se realizará una campaña con et sitla para combatir est. pic.twitter.com/bl3bmfpq3t. La Periodista, at La Periodista underscore MX, November 5, 2025. The incident occurred on Tuesday afternoon in Mexico City, as Sheinbaum made a public appearance and greeted various individuals. A video of the incident that went viral captured the moment when a man sneaks up behind Sheinbaum, hugs her, tries to kiss her, and then appears to grab her breasts. The scene continued for several seconds until one of her assistants spoke with the man. He reached out for the president again. Even after speaking with the assistant, the man attempted to approach her a third time. Ocurrió frente a todos, un hombre se abalanzó y intentó besar a Claudia Sheinbaum mientras saludaba a la gente. Si eso le pasa a la presidenta de México, ¿qué pueden esperar las demás mujeres? El acoso sigue normalizado. Urge respeto. #acoso #mujeres #México. pic.twitter.com/tic1cl1vrn. GPS Noticias Oaxaca, at GPS underscore Noticias, November 5, 2025. The president's security detail did not appear to interfere and physically restrain the man. The issue has sparked much controversy in Mexico, where just last week a gunman was able to sneak up to the mayor of Huapan, Michoacán, during a public event and fire at him several times. As Breitbart Texas has reported, that incident set off several days of riots throughout Michoacán since that mayor, Carlos Manzo, had become very popular for his hard stance against drug cartels and crime. In the subsequent investigations into the murder, it was revealed that Manzo had 14 National Guardsmen assigned to his security detail. The gunman and two of his associates were still able to get close to him and carry out the assassination. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded the Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.